you haven't set foot in a library recently, maybe even since you were a child, then you are in for a surprise. Long gone are the days when silence ruled and intimidating librarians were ready to shush away silly shenanigans. At least that's the story at the Welland Public Library. So, what makes our libraries a hub for activities, fun, and resources for all ages? Beyond books, what can you get your hands on to pique your interests? These questions and more get answered by today's guest, Marla Bestward, Coordinator of Outreach Services. Before we get to pizza preferences, let's get loud in the library and find out what's up, Welland. Here with us today is Marla Bestward from the Welland Public Library to talk all things library with us and all things that the library does within Welland and within our community. Marla, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time to join Mark and I today.
Thanks very much for having me. Happy to be here.
So we're actually recording this episode in the library today, which of course is very fitting given our guest. You don't need a library card to walk in the doors, but to take out a book or an audiobook or a movie, or as my kids did this past weekend, a Nintendo Switch game, you would be required to have that library card. So who can get a library card? What services does that card get you? And is there a cost for anybody who's thinking of getting their first library card?
So anyone in the Niagara region can get a library card free of charge. We don't charge for that, even if you're not from Welland. And that card will give you access to all of our library services, including our online services and our in-person services, programming, all of our branches.
That's great. So I know for me, I live in St. Catharines, but of course I work here at City Hall, which the main branch is attached to. So it is incredibly convenient for me to pop down on my lunch, check out a book or book for the kids. And then when they're done, just bring it back. So how has that always been the case where regardless of where you live, you could get a library card in Welland, or is that newer?
I know that not all libraries in the region have that, where they allow everyone in the region to get a card. As long as I can remember, which is 10, 11 years back, it's been open to everyone in the region.
I'm a big fan of that feature, that service. It just, what you are looking for is so much broader than what you see when you walk in or what you ask the person over the counter. Just to know that you can get your hands on something that might be filtering around in Niagara-on-the-Lake and it shows up without you having to go to Niagara-on-the-Lake is super convenient. So as Mark said, we are recording the library today.
Yeah.
It's in the building that we all work. Mm-hmm. For people who aren't super familiar with this branch, or I know Welland has other branches, anybody traveling across Welland, anybody living here, where can they find all the services that the WPL offers?
Okay, so we have three physical branches. The main branch, where we are right now, which is on the boardwalk downtown. It's in the Civic Square building, in the lower part, basement even. We also have the Seaway Mall branch, which is in the Seaway Mall. And we have the Diamond Trail branch, which is on Southworth Street. That's in the new Diamond Trail School, which is the old Matthews School. So those, it can be accessed at all three of those branches. We also have online services that are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And a lot of people will just use the online services. And we also offer a service called VLS, or Visiting Library Service, and that we provide for people who aren't physically able to get to the library. And we use our volunteers to deliver library materials to people at their home or residence. A lot of seniors' residences have that. So it brings the library directly to others.
If I'm not mistaken, as a kid, I remember there being a bookmobile, mm-hmm. or I'm imagining it, either
no, you're
or.
Not imagining it.
That was a thing in Welland.
Yes, yes, it was. Yes.
That's no longer, like, is VLS the equivalent of a modern day bookmobile?
Not really. VLS is more for people who can't physically come to the library.
Okay.
Bookmobile service is more bringing the library out in a vehicle into the community. Like when I was a kid, it was at Treelawn Park. So I remember going there every Saturday, the little book nerd that I was.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing.
So we hope in the future to bring back a bookmobile in some form. We're not exactly sure what that might be, but it's definitely on the radar and something that we are looking to in the future.
Very cool. With the VLS, so books get delivered, do they also get picked up?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. So anybody that was interested in that program could contact the library. They would put them in touch with me, actually, and then I would make the arrangements. We do like an intake form and talk to the person who's requesting the items, find out what their interests are, if they need large print, if they need like some people can't hold heavy books, so mm-hmm. they need like soft cover. So we'd get all of that information, and then they let us know whenever they need new books, and then we contact our volunteers. Shout out to our volunteers, National Volunteer Week.
Absolutely.
And then they come and get the books, and then they take them to the person. They pick up the books that they had and bring them back to us.
Wow. Yeah. How big of a volunteer crew is serving the needs of those in the community who want to read but just can't get here? This sounds awesome.
Yeah. I think we have about 10 volunteers that do that. And we're always open to building that program. So if anybody listening knows somebody that could use that service, it's open to everyone.
Wow.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So we've talked a little bit about some of the different things, you know, obviously books, right? People mm-hmm. associate books with the library. It makes total sense. It's been that way for many, many years.
Yes.
And I had mentioned earlier when I was here last weekend, I grabbed a Nintendo Switch game.
Right.
Which... A Nintendo Switch wasn't around when I was a kid, but Nintendo was.
Yeah.
But I'm 99.9% sure the library didn't have games to rent out. So other than books,
right.
What can people expect to be able to borrow from the library?
So our collections over the last few years particularly have been expanding like nonstop. So we're always adding some new type of item that people can check out from a library. So I'll go down a little bit of a list. So we are loaning now things for outdoor activity like snowshoes, footballs, basketballs, badminton rackets. We also have, like you mentioned, video game systems, including classic systems like Atari Flashback.
Wow. Seriously?
Anybody wants to play Pong?
Let me get my card out. Let me get my library card.
Wow.
Yeah, we have Wi-Fi hotspots and Chromebooks. We loan out things like sewing machines, geocaching kits, puzzles, board games, light therapy lamps, white noise machines, a ukulele, walking poles, a GoPro camera, bird watching kit, memory care kits, podcasting and recording equipment.
I saw that recently in a post and I thought, okay, maybe I'm going to have to rent all that out just so nobody else can compete with us.
We also rent out, loan out, not rent, Ontario Parks passes. We have a seed library where mm-hmm. patrons can come in and borrow, air quotes, borrow 10 packets of seeds and plant them. And then once the growing season is done, harvest the seeds. And we encourage people to harvest the seeds and bring them back mm-hmm. so that we can replenish the seed library for the next season. We have a lot of things.
I guarantee you most people wouldn't have been able to list 90% of those things or would have thought.
I'm a library nerd I would not have been able to list the majority of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan of the active outdoor equipment that you wouldn't think would be available at a library. Snowshoes. I mean, I would know books on snowshoes would be here, but until right now.
Yeah, snowshoes. Awesome. Yeah.
So how did that come to be, right? Like, I mean, again, right? Like Paul said, when you think of a library, you think of a book about snowshoes, but you wouldn't necessarily think snowshoes. And there's a lot of other things you listed too that I don't think people would generally think they could borrow from the library. How did you build that list and that collection?
I think it's just, you know, keeping in tune with the needs of the community and things that people might have general interest in and maybe don't necessarily want to purchase one of their own or can't and want to try something. And we're always just looking at things that might be of interest to people. And if we could loan out books, why not loan out other things?
That's awesome.
So this question, which I'm so looking forward to not asking, I'm hoping in a couple weeks, couple months, pandemic related.
Right.
Did the abundance of all the non-book, the atypical of finding in a library items, did the pandemic drive how diverse this collection is in that it was a way to reach out to people when there wasn't a whole lot going on elsewhere?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that's a fair statement. I'm not sure that all of it has to do with that, but certainly yes. When people couldn't come in here to browse and we knew that people were at home and, you know, maybe struggling to find things to do, knowing that we could provide more than books, certainly kind of guided some of that, I would think.
Great.
Yeah.
You've talked about so much of the services that are basically available on site or remote through VPL. No. I'm getting my
VLS,
letters wrong.
Visiting
VLS.
Yes.
outside of the buildings, across the community, what's unique about our library system? What does Welland Public Library do for those in our community that may never set foot in here, mm-hmm. but may still get that impact from the library?
So if for people that would never step foot in here, I briefly mentioned our online resources, so I could touch on those a little bit. And then a few of the online resources that we offer that are, I think, of great benefit to people in the community, we have something called Brain Fuse. And Brain Fuse is like live online homework help and tutoring. So they're expert tutors. There's also a wide array of services for adults too, the resume writing support, high school equivalency test prep, Canadian citizenship test prep, all through an online service that we offer called Brain Fuse. These services came in handy for sure during the pandemic. Hoopla, which is music, movies, TV shows, also ebooks and audiobooks, of course, Cloud Library, ebooks and audiobooks. We have World Book Encyclopedia, Frigo, which is a music library. People can stream up to an hour and a half free per day, plus download and keep 5 songs per week. And we have Press Reader as one of our online services as well, which provides access to thousands of newspapers and magazines, including the Tribune and the Toronto Star, and then a ton of multilingual and international publications as well. That's just the online services. There's other ways that we are supporting the community, and in particular, the underserved in the community. So we have something called the Community Table, which is here at the main branch. And there's community organizations at this table regularly. Maybe you saw when you walked in, there's DSBN Transition to Employment is there today. And they're there every Tuesday afternoon. And that's free employment services to anyone who needs it. And that's help with writing resumes, help finding a job, interview prep, any way that that can be of help. We've also had Youth Wellness Hub Niagara, which connects young people 12 to 25 to resources for mental health, substance abuse, health, housing needs. We have Contact North tomorrow, I believe, and that's community-based distance education. We've had Streetworks Niagara, which is harm reduction services. We had PFLAG last week. So we are always kind of doing or looking to do more to support the community. A couple of weeks ago, we had Niagara's Mobile Closet, which provides a free shopping experience for anyone in the community that needs it. And they travel around the region Yeah.
Was that a first-time event for Welland Public Library? It seemed like it got great response in the community. And I didn't know if that's something that's annual or if this was, let's try it once and maybe do it again.
Yes. So that was the first time that we'd partnered with Niagara's Mobile Closet. And we are looking to do it again this summer.
Oh,
and
excellent.
Hopefully, if they're willing to do it fairly, you know, regularly.
Like a seasonal type thing.
Yeah. And that's a great service. They also had Alessandro Salon with them that offered free haircuts on dry hair. And that was, I think, 25 people got haircuts that day.
Nice.
And that was just in a 2-hour period. So, and they like to partner with other community organizations. We had the city rec, one of the rec coordinators here, and promoting services that are free of charge at the wellness complex. So they like to bring in as many community organizations that want to showcase what they're offering for people for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you didn't think that the community was, or the library was deeply ingrained in your community, Marla has just informed you otherwise, because that is a long list of amazing things that the library is involved with in some capacity in terms of community connection and work. So, wow.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. So just, you know, we're deep into spring now, despite, you know, some of the weather not necessarily indicating as such, but summer's on the horizon. We're going to get back outside. And even if we don't, what kinds of activities does the library have planned in the near future and distant-ish future?
So for activities, we have, we always have regular programming going on here. So we have book clubs and knitting club and Scrabble club. Paint nights and all that kind of thing. For special programming coming up, we have yoga by the canal. That's going to be right here. We have a forest walk with a certified forest therapy guide.
Nature is a great healer.
Yes. It's kind of seasonal. We have a series with Master Gardeners of Niagara. And that's with presentations in April, May, and June on topics from vegetable gardens to raised beds and nurturing nature in your own backyard. And we also have a series called Care for the Caregiver, and that's with McMaster Family Health Team. And that's with information on how to prevent burnout, strengthen competence as a caregiver, and improve your knowledge and skills. So those are some of the programs that we have coming up.
Wow.
I'm speechless at how many community organizations the library partners with and just the resources that it makes available beyond the physical, what you would see handed across a counter to you. Wow.
Yeah.
And I thought I knew my local library, and I definitely don't.
Yeah.
So Marla, it's that time in the podcast where we get to ask you, pineapple on your pizza, is it a yes or a no?
Definitely sometimes.
is there criteria for the sometimes?
Well, yes. You wouldn't put pineapple on a wood oven margarita pizza, for example.
Okay, I'm going to put her in the yes category.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely
yes
category, a yes,
yes.
But
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, and I was thinking about this as we were kind of chatting, given that we're in the library, this question actually could have been swapped out today for hardcover or softcover book.
Oh, I like that.
What's your preference? I have an extreme bias towards one over the other.
Oh, I don't really have a preference. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I like print format.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Print format. But
so print versus audiobook.
Yes.
That could be another one. I know that people have strong opinions
print
about that, too.
Print for sure. Can I mention a couple of events that are coming up?
Absolutely.
Okay. This Saturday, we have Poetry and Prose in the Park at Chippewa Park. And that is several authors and poets in the pavilions at Chippewa Park. That's between 11 and 2. and it's open to everyone. We're watching the weather. The contingency plan is to have it in the community room here at Civic Square. And that will be announced on our social media if it does end up going that route.
And that's Facebook and Twitter, or just Facebook for the library? It's both, right?
We have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Perfect.
And Instagram, yes. And we also have a couple of author visits coming up that I'd like to mention, if that's okay. We have on May 18th at 6:30 via Zoom, we have best-selling Canadian historical fiction author Genevieve Graham talking about her new book, Bluebird, which looks at the rum running between Windsor and the Detroit River.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
So really interesting. And on May 26th, we have Kelly Thompson. That'll be a hybrid program. So she'll be at the CUML branch, and that'll also be available via Zoom. And she'll be talking about her book, Girls Need Not Apply, which is an account of her time in the military.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, like Paul said, I think we both learned a great deal about our library today, and I hope that everybody listening did as well. And hopefully once they kind of get a better idea of just how many different offerings are available and the events and the programs and the partnerships, you know, maybe they get a little bit more engaged with the library if they haven't been recently, because it's certainly probably not the library of 5 years ago, certainly not the one of 10 years ago, and so on and so forth. So
yes,
thank you very much for joining us today, Marla.
Thanks
Marla.
Much. Thank you.
So now it's time to bridge the gap. Paul and I will discuss kind of our key takeaways from our conversation today with Marla. And I think for me, without question, this is not your granddaddy's library.
Definitely not. This is not the library of my childhood.
Holy smokes. The number of different items, materials, etc., that you can borrow from the Welland Public Library is incredible.
Yeah. Like, and it's borrowing. You try it. If you like it, then maybe it's something you dig into and your more permanent life. If you don't like it, then it's returned and you try something else. Just the, I don't even know if variety is the right word. It's variety times 10.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Books, music, video games, movies. All right. I believe you if you say that, but
yeah.
Snowshoes and parks passes, yep. And
a seed library,
light therapy lights, or, you know, like, just, yeah. Wow.
And that's, those are the tangibles that you can walk out with. That's not even factoring in the programming or mm-hmm. the therapeutic forestry walks or the yoga on the canal or the mobile closet. Like, that's just, there are two broad arms of what the Welland Public Library does here. And had Marla not joined us, I guarantee I would not have known three quarters of this.
Yeah, not a chance.
So, I mean, I guess my bridging the gap is just, it's echoing on what Mark said, is I had no idea that the public library was as ingrained and enmeshed within our community and the services they offer and the partnerships that they have struck up with other community partners to positively impact as many in our community, whether they ever visit the library or not. The Welland Public Library may have had some hand in a service that is making people's lives, if not better, at least a bit more informed and entertaining and enjoyable. So this was, as a library fan, this was definitely an eye-opening conversation today.
And next time we chat with the library, we're going to talk books in some definitely. Fashion. Favorite books, favorite authors.
Oh, yeah.
We'll dig deeper.
That's into the rabbit hole we need to go down.
Soft cover versus hard cover, so on and so forth. But if you haven't been to the library in recent memory, check it out. Whether it's the main branch,
Seaway Mall,
or Diamond Trail, check it out, because by the sounds of it, you're going to find something for you.
And I can promise they are all distinct, unique, striking looking buildings that if you still walk out with nothing in your hand, you get to see some pretty cool architecture nonetheless.
So thank you for joining us today on What's Up Welland. Your library cards are free, so make sure to come down, grab one, and enjoy all the great things your public library has to offer. Until next time, we will catch you on What's Up Welland.